Scientists in Australia are optimistic that a breakthrough in melanoma treatment could eventually lead to a vaccine for one of the deadliest forms of cancer. US researchers have been able to cure a 52-year-old man of the skin cancer by using his own immune cells. Further clinical trials are needed, but the researchers involved say it could signal a shift to using immune therapies to treat cancer, as Jennifer Macy reports.
US scientists say they've been able to harness the power of the body's own immune system to cure skin cancer. The 52-year-old man involved in the study had advanced melanoma, which had spread to his lungs and lymph nodes. Researchers at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Centre in Seattle harvested his white blood cells. They then selected those cells that fight melanomas, made 5 billion copies, and injected them back into the patient. Oncologist Dr. Naomi Hunder is one of the lead authors of the study.
The patient underwent a procedure called leukapheresis, where we removed white blood cells from their bloodstream. So then we had these cells in the lab, and we were able to look through them to find cells that recognize particular antigens on the patient's cancer. And then we were able to grow those up into large numbers in the lab to reinfuse into the patient.
After 8 weeks, scans revealed that the tumor had disappeared, and 2 years later the patient is still free of cancer. The findings have been published in the latest edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. Dr. Hunder says in the past research had focused on white blood cells called CD8, which attack tumours. But she says this time they concentrated on CD4 T cells to boost general immunity.
One thing we saw that we showed in the paper was that there was immunity to multiple tumor antigens was increased after the T cell infusion. Not just the one we were targeting, but at least two others was also increased. So it may be a general immune activation.
But the catch is it's only worked on one patient so far. The Seattle team are currently treating 8 other cancer sufferers, but say it's too early to tell whether they've had any success. Skin cancer expert Professor Bruce Armstrong from Sydney University says a much larger clinical trial is needed before this treatment can be called a breakthrough.
Melanoma is a somewhat unusual cancer. It doesn't behave the way that many other cancers do. And it is prone to spontaneous remission. Rare, but very occasionally someone can have, you know, quite really badly disseminated melanoma, and then for some reason it shuts up shop and goes away. So one possible explanation for this particular instance is simple coincidence. You know, I think that's unlikely, but that's one possible explanation.
But others are more excited. Professor Christopher Parrish is from the John Curtin School of Medical Research at the ANU in Canberra, and he's on the Medical Research Advisory Committee for the Australian Cancer Research Foundation. He says this type of approach has been successful on animals, but it's the first time it's worked in a human.
From what I can see, they've taken just the normal white cells from the patient, but then they've expanded out T cells that are against a particular molecule that's often expressed by melanoma cells but not by other cells, called NY-ESO-1, and selected our T cells that recognise that molecule and cloned them out, made large numbers of them, and then transfused them back into the patient.
And is 8 weeks recovery, is that quick?
Oh yeah, I'll say. I mean, particularly for an advanced melanoma patient, that's spectacular. And normally, advanced melanoma doesn't behave that way. And the chemotherapeutic approaches, a lot of them don't work. So to get a regression of a tumour like that is very dramatic.
Professor Parrish is leading a team of researchers who are also working on a vaccine for skin cancer. He says in the future, cancers will be treated by a combination of vaccines and anti-cancer drugs that are more subtle than chemotherapy and radiotherapy. But those treatments are still several years away. Professor Bruce Thompson says it's no time to get complacent.
We have the highest rate of it in the world, and that does translate into the highest death rate for melanoma.
So this treatment shouldn't be taken as a sign that people can now rush out and get a tan, for example?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, the best way to deal with melanoma is never to get it in the first place.
That's Professor Bruce Thompson from Sydney University, ending that report by Jennifer Macy.